Please come in. The president looks up from the papers on his desk. He leans back in his tall leather seat and loosens the tie around his neck. In his hand, he holds a fat brown cigar, the tip smoldering and emitting a smoky haze.
Hello, Mr. President.
I step into the center of the room, the carpet cradling my bare feet. The agents all funnel in behind me, sitting on the long leather sofa. I can feel everyone's eyes on my tiny frame. I'm like an animal on display. This is some sort of human zoo, or maybe a circus. You look beautiful tonight. He puffs on his cigar while looking down toward the shameful erection in my G-string. Thank you. I look at the floor in embarrassment. I feel ridiculous. I'm covered in oil. I'm wearing underwear that's far too small for my cock. I'm draped in the American flag. What have I become? What has the president done to me? This is a big night for you. He sets his cigar on an ashtray before stepping toward me. Tonight, you leave your old self behind. Tonight, you begin a life of service to your country. Towering over me, he reaches out and unties the flag from around my neck, allowing it to fall to the floor. Crisp air swirls around my oiled body, causing me to shiver with anticipation. My knees are trembling. I've never felt this nervous before.
Oh yeah, just look at that.
He places one of his huge tan hands on my shoulder and runs it down the length of my arm. Tight and fit. They say that members of the military should be honored for their service, but I think the men on my island should be as well. Your selfless devotion to your president will always be rewarded. He moves in behind me and wraps his arms around my trunk, pulling me in toward him. Holding me in a reach-around hug, he presses my greasy frame against his luxurious suit, staining the fabric with my oil. The hard outline of his dick grinds against my ass as he gently humps me through the fabric.
Oh yeah, tell me how much you love your president.
His voice is frightening and aggressive. You're my leader, sir. You're my master. My heart thunders as I speak the word. I live to serve you. Your penis unveiled the truth. It showed me where queers like me belong in this world.
That's right. And you've done a great job pleasing this old cock.
He tightens his grip on my body. But are you ready to take it to the next level? Are you ready to sink deeper for me?
Yes, master.
I feel myself slipping into a sort of relaxed trance as I listen to his rumbling, melodic voice. Good. Good. He steps back and tosses his suit jacket onto the ground. As he removes his tie and unbuttons his shirt, the security agents all rise. I stare in shock as every man in the room begins stripping down. Their clothes fall to the floor while the masculine scent of sweat fills the small chamber. My eyes glaze over as their musk bathes me, activating my queer instincts. My dick trembles in its sissy homo underwear. My mouth salivates in anticipation. I'm like a dog that's been trained to associate the sight of cock with the act of being fed. And there's no shortage of cock here. All around me, dicks spring free, dangling and swaying like mesmerizing pendulums in a hypnotist's stage routine. This isn't some sort of act, though. I've imprinted on masculinity. I've been trained by the president to understand how to respond in a scenario like this.